von der Loschen in die Gemorre, dass alle will nicht der Nafschen, aber nicht der Zerroh so los. So, der Ramban in der Aschbo also passt like that. But they say, der Akkoi der Ramban der Aschbo, so he is, she was nach Litzo, Litzo, Kruzo, so she is muteresli no se Liza, but the Zerroh is not muteres. Until she herself gets treated. But the Rambam says, mention is two alternatives. Aber zu Rosa Asur hat sich Tachlis Tami, oi hat sich Yachlis zu Kola Achim und Rishenu, she nechli zu Achim zu Achim. In other words, suppose there are two Yivonim. There are two Yivonim and two Yivonim. Let's say Leia and Rochel. Two Yivonim. And the two Yivonim, Ruben and Shinem. And Ruben gave Chlitze to Leia. And it's a Chlitze Psula. It's a Chlitze Psula. So, to Leia. So, the Rambam says that Leia is with Teres Lashuk. But, Rochel is not with Teres Lashuk. Until, unless, one of two things will take place. Either that Rochel herself will get Chlitze, Rochel herself will get Chlitze from the Yom. So on that point, the Rambam and the Rashbo agree. So that is according to the Washington, the Gemara, that Hanan Miller Nifter and Afshe, Abu Nifter and Tzoravoy. But the Rambam says that there is another alternative. Even if Rochel does not get Chlitze herself, but if she, after Leah got Chlitze from Ruben, so Leah will get Chlitze from Shimon also, so then Rochel will also become a Teres. That's right. That is right. So I said as follows. In other words, the Rambam Shita is now that according to Shmuel, that Chlitze Psula in Tzorch Vahar Zal Kolachi is the, why does Rav say that Chlitze Psula is Tzorch Vahar Zal Kolachi? Because if it's a Chlitze Psula, so Memelo, it does not have the legal effect of Yiv to be Mavkiya de Zikasi, the Mavkiya de Zikel, Mavkiya vis-a-vis Avivon. But Shmuel is Chilik, and he holds Chlitze Psula is Tzorch Vahar Zal Kolachi, so that means if Chlitze Psula has the same legal effect as Yiv, and it can be Mavkiya de Zikel, vis-a-vis the other Yvonne. So that's only some melee when Reuven gave the Chlitze Psula to Leo, so it was Mavkiya de Zike vis-a-vis the other Achim. Why? Vis-a-vis Shimon. So that was Mavkiya le Mafreya, the key and Zike that Shimon had in Leo. The Shimon had Leo. Why is it Mavkiya? Because this is imminent. In the Chalais Din Chlitze, because what's the purpose of Chlitze to Mavkiya de Zike? If it will not be Mavkiya de Zike, Mavreya vis-a-vis other Yivonim, so it will mean that until the moment of Chlitze, both Yivonim, Reuven and Shimon had a Ki and Zike in Leia, but it's a Lebitrei Lechazye, it's a Lebitrei is Lechazye, so the Leila it's imminent, it's a necessary incident of the Chalais Din Chlitze, that it has to be Mavkiya le Mafreya vis-a-vis the other Yom. Otherwise, it would mean that for a certain time she was clearly betrayed, and that would be a paradoxical relationship. It would possess a stira. So that's only in regard to the Ki and Zike that Shimon has in Leah. So there we have to say that it's imminent in that for a Zike by Chlitze that it should be Mavkiya the Zike le Mafreya vis-a-vis Shimon. But in regard to Rochel, so there wouldn't be any stira, even if the Zike wouldn't be for Chalim Afroya. So when Reuven gave Chlitze to Leia, so that was Mavkiya de Zike Mafreya, but vis-a-vis Shimon, in regard to the Ki and Zike, the Shimon had Leia. But in regard to the Ki and Zike, the Shimon had Rochel, it was not Mavkiya de Mafreya. It was not Mavkiya de Mafreya. Some Mimele, Rochel is still Asuro. Is still Asuro. Linosi Liza. But the question is, this is the thing that I didn't discuss yet. So, but how can the Chlitze by Shimon to Leia when Leia already became with Teres Lashuk? So the Zike in Leia was Pokal Gamre. So she's like a Nochri. There is no Zike in her. So how can the act of Chlitze by Shimon Leia have any legal significance and be Matia? Oh, this is the thing that I want to discuss. I didn't have time to discuss last time. Now, we saw that the Rambam, that Rof, we saw the Meshidness of Rambam is that Bachayim Lam Be'ete, even though from the Lord it's Mashma, it's not Kone, but it doesn't mean it's not Kone King and Gomor. But it's not Kone at all. But Loi Kone King and Gomor. Lift their Torah. So if Chayim Lam Be'ete, let's say the Yom was Miyam, the Almon of the King Godol, so then he's Kenah. And not as the Miri says, Bitteras Bishibir. But Bitteras Hidden is Kenah. But it doesn't part of the Torah. So how did we explain it? We explained it that there are two halachas. First of all, there is halacha that the Yom Yovelo. So in other words, if there is Zike, so the Mele is Kena. And then there is a mitzvah seed. So the Shidas Rambam is when the Yivim constitutes a mitzvah seed, if he is the kind of mitzvah with the Yivim, so then not only is it Mafia the Zike in the Yivome, whom he was Miyavim, but it's mafkia the zikah from the whole bite. He patters the tzore also. Masheim kim hayom lam vese. So there is zikah seed. But there is certainly no mitzvah seed. There is no tchia in eset yechaleises vese. So it seems there is no mitzvah seed. So it's mafkia the zikah from the sivomer itself. Masheim, but not from the whole bite. So in order to patter the tzore, he must be mikayim the mitzvah seed. But if there is zikah seed, and there is no kiyum mitzvah seed, so then he patters her. So he's able to become a her. But he doesn't patter the Torah. As a matter of fact, so in other words, according to the Rambam says, Hayulam Be'ese in the Yom was bought on Al-Mon Elikim Godol, so he's kind of her. But doesn't patter the Torah. He's kind of her. And not B'tiras Bushin Trede, B'tiras Bushin B'ez, the Yeri Tzeh. But B'tiras Yid. So he's kind of her. Now, what would be if he divorces her? Would you require her to say no? So the Machsho, that prof said, at that point there is a machleket between that prof in Yivomet. There is a machleket between the Machsho and the Kanerei. And the Kanerei. So the Machsho says, it's Machsho says, Pekeres Pias King Bodo, Pekeres Rosso, Lechimed is so adapted to the Balmon Neresi. Vigeman Domarin and Pekeres Rosso. Kim de Neset de Echelisese. The Ochel in the time bonita seed cloud. But dying so also spoke of Yivomet. I will be his book, 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 and she doesn't require this. The Kanerei in Israel. And the Kanerei says, no, she requires this. But from the Rambam, it's much more like the Marsho, not like the Kanerei. Why? Because the Shittas Rambam is that even Hayolam Vese, so there is no Trier. But Zikas Yidin there is. But since there is no Triyeh, it's not Mikayim in Mitzvah Yidin, if he's born well. So the Mele, in order to pass the Mitzore, he must be Mikayim in Mitzvah Yidin, in order to be Machir the Zikah from the whole body. But in order to be Machir the Zikah in this Yivon herself, even without the Kiyum Mitzvah Yidin, just on the basis of the fact that there is Zikas Yidin, without the Kiyum Mitzvah of Yidin, so it's Machir the Zikah of this Yivomer herself. So the Melee, if he divorces her, she doesn't require a chlitz. So the same thing that the Rambam said in connection with Yivim, so the Rambam would also apply to chlitz, because the mitzvah of Yivim and chlitz is the mitzvah in alternative. Either he's Yavim or he's chlitz. So the Melee, just as we got the Yivim, we say that wherever there is Zikei, but there is no Kima mitzvah of Yivim. So that is enough to be Makia the Zikei in the Shiva, that is Miyam. But it's not enough to paddle the Tzore. So if one is Chilet, so suppose he is Chlitzet in Yivomet, but he's not, the Kiyam Mitzvah Chlitzet is not fulfilled. There is a Maisa Chlitzet, but he's not Mikayim, the Mitzvah Chlitzet. So to paddle her, it's enough. Just as Yidm without the Kiyum Mitzvah Yidm is enough to be Matir the Zike from this Yivom herself. So Chlitze without the Kiyum Mitzvah Chlitze is enough to be Matir the Zike from this Yivom. But to Pata the Tzore, to Matir the Zike from the whole body, only there is, if he is Mikayim the Mitzvah Chlitze, if the Mitzvah Chlitze is fulfilled. Now, I said, when we learned the Gemara, the Rashi, that when one Yom is Yom, so that's Mafia the Zikel, Mafreya, Vida, Vida, Yivomim, vis-à-vis d'Arion. So the question is, so why do we say Nesra Shaha? Why do we say Nesra Shaha? So we said that it's Matkia Limatreya in the same way as Miur is Matkia Limatreya. In the same way as Baal, according to Mamma Doma, that is Eikel Matreya. Not in the same way as Atoras Chochem is Eikel Matreya. Atoras Chochem is Eikel Matreya, so it means it's going to go in Miur to Matreya that was never any nether. Kilu Oyo. But Baal, that is according to Mamma Doma, make your car. So it doesn't mean that it's Kilu Oyo. But vis-a-vis all Mikan Lohabit Kinyoni, so it has retroactive effect. But vis-a-vis Rimafreya itself, it's not considered as if it never has existed, as if it never took effect. Now, that we see, so we see that there is a distinction between Atoras Chochem and Atoras Baal, a Kortman Doma that make it. So the Gemara says, if one woman says Arini Zero, and then another woman says Arini Kemeiseich, and then the Chochom was Mati on the nether of the first Ishe, so then the Nizires of the second Ishe is also Mati. Why? Because the Chochom is Eikel Matreya, so it's going with Matreya, there was no nether, there was no Nizires, nothing happened, so there is nothing in which the Nizires of the second woman could be Nizires. Mashenke, if a woman, the first woman took a Nizires, and then another woman said, Arini Kemeiseich, And then the Baal was Matir, the nether was Mayfair, the nether of the first woman. So even according to Mandoma that made Yorka, so it doesn't affect the Niziris of the second woman. Why? Because even if Baal make Yorka, it doesn't mean that it's considered new and void ad initio as if it had never had existed. But it means in respect to all Mikal Havri Kinyonim, so the Baal has a kiyach to be Matir retroactively. But in respect to Mafreya, the nether existed. So the same is true of this aloche, that the Yivin by one yom is Matkia leMafreya, the Zike vis-a-vis Arion. So it doesn't mean it's Igoy Milsa leMafreya. It's Igoy Milsa leMafreya that no Zike existed. No, Zike did exist. And Bishayte, she was Kuka to Rubain and she was Kuka to Shimon. But vis-a-vis Mikal Hava, it has retroactive effect. But Bishaito, she was Fuko to Ruben and to Shimon. So Meile Chlitze had the same legal effect. So when Ruben gave Chlitze to Leia, Chlitze to Zoro, and that has retroactive effect, so it's only Matia the Zike, the Kinyan Zike, that Shimon had in Leia, vis-a-vis the Kinyan Zike. So that Shimon had Ileya Limafreya only in respect to Mikal Havli Kinyonim. But Bishayte, even after Ruben gave Chlitze to Leia, we say Bishayte, she was Fuko to both. When, let's say, Levi, the deceased brother, died, so she, Bishayte, she was the fellas and she was Fuko to Ruben and Shimon. But vis-a-vis Mikal Havli, it has retroactive effect. It's Bafia de Zike that Shimon had in Leia. But Bishayte, she was Fuko when Levi died, so Leo was Fuko to Ruben and to Shimon. So the Mele seems Bishayte, even now we say that Bishayte, Leo was Fuko to Ruben and to Shimon. So Mele, that means that when Levi died, Ruben and Shimon became a Chuyev in the mitzvah of Chlitz. Now, since Ruben and Shimon became a Chuyev in the mitzvah of Chlitze, so that Chuyev is not Boka. Even after Ruben gives Chlitze to Leia, and it has retroactive effect in regard to Mikal Habit Ginyonim, but the Chuyev that was Chal on that became incumbent upon Ruben and Shimon is not Boka. So even after Ruben gives Chlitze to Leia, Shimon remains Mechuyev to fulfill a mitzvah of Chlitze. To fulfill a mitzvah of chlitze in Leia. So the Leila seems Ruvei, seems Shimon remains mechuyev to be mikayim the mitzvah of chlitze, and the Shitas Rambam regarding it, that where there is Zike, but there is no kiyuma mitzvah of him. So it's matkia the Zike of this Yivome, but it's not matkia the Zike of the Tzore. So chlitze too, chlitze is matkia the Zike. Chlitze is Mafia de Zike in this Yivome, but it's not Mafia de Zike if there is no Kima Mitzvah, if the Mitzvah of Klitze was not fulfilled, so then it's not Matkia the Zike of the Tzorek. So when Ruvain gave Klitze to Leah, but Shimon didn't. And Shimon, we don't say because of the Akbar Zikel Matreya, so that is Matkia the Chiyu of Klitze that was became incumbent upon Shimon. So Mimele, Shimon still remains Mechuyev in the Mitzvah of Klitze. So that means that the Mitzvah of Klitze that became incumbent upon the two Yevonim of realizing the Klitze in Leah was not fulfilled as yet. Shimon did not as yet fulfill his Mitzvah of Klitze in this Yevonim. So Mimele, it's Yake in pattering the Tzoret. But when Shimon also gives Klitze to Leah, so then he's becoming the Mitzvah of Klitze. So then she becomes Mikhail Mashu, and we cannot ask what kind of effect, significance, does the Chlitze by Shimon in Leah have. After all, Leah is already Mutaras Mashu. Leah is Mutaras Mashu, but Shimon is still Mechuyev to give Chlitze. So Mimele, when Shimon gives Chlitze to Leah, he's Mikhail the Mitzvah of Chlitze. Once he's Mikhail the Mitzvah of Chlitze, so then the Tzorah also becomes Potter. And that's probably what Rebbe Obea means in Birka Shmuel. Rebbe Obea says in Birka Shmuel that actually it's the first chlitze that is Matkia the Zike. But the second chlitze by Shimon is like a tnai. What do you mean a tnai? The tnai is the fulfillment of the mitzvah of chlitze. The fulfillment of the mitzvah of chlitze. As a matter of fact, that is probably the pshat. I mean, in Rabbi Avraham Mibugel, Rabbi Avraham Mibugel says, Rabbi Avraham Mibugel says that where there is a chlitze psula, and let's say according to Rav, the chlitze psula is tzorifah v'hopalach. It's tzorifah v'hopalach. So let's say that Ruvain gave a chlitze psula to Leah. And then she has to get another chlitze. And then she gets another chlitze. So see, he says, oh, Tiret, the Hosom is Kachas Boshim, the Yadon is Achas, the Shkola Kushki, the Abba Shem, 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 so who been at first did chlitze? And then, delay. And then, Rav Gav Gavashim, Tzor Vav Roshinio, Mishum Yechlitze Psuloi, Mikom Pokim Nasu Olo Yom Yishenio, Mishum Achlitze Kutote. Yechlitze Yechlitze Zul Yoso, Mishum Chizu, so Mimele, she does not have a din of Yechlut. So in other words, so what's the pshat in Rabbi Avraham Mibugel? So again, Rabbi Avraham Mibugel holds that even according to Rav, it's not like the Shiras Rambam, but there's a similar one. That even according to Rav, that Chlitze Psula is so far out for Achim. So it's not because a Chlitze Psula is not capable of being Matkia Bezik of the Yibam. Chlitze Psula is also capable of being Matkia Bezik. But even without Chizal for Achim. But why does it require Chizal for Achim? Because the mitzvah of Chlitze has to be fulfilled by all Yibam. So if the Chlitze is a Chlitze Kshero, so then there is a loche of Fush Lechuset Achim Kavde. So the Kiyum HaMitzvah is attributed to all that. Masha'in King, where the Chlitze is a Chlitze Psula. So then we don't apply the loche of Fush Lechuset Achim Kavde. So Mimele, when Ruvain gives Chlitze to Leia, so it's not attributed to Shimon. It's not attributed to Shimon. So that means that Shimon was not behind the Mitzvah of Chlitze. If he was not behind the Mitzvah of Chlitze, so Rabbi Avraham Mibugel is differs from the Rambam. According to the Rambam, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah of Chlitze is only necessary to pattern the Tzoret. But to pattern this Yivon herself, the Kiyum HaMitzvah is not necessary. Then she says, Rabbi Avraham Mibugel, she can use that even for the purpose of pattering this Yivon herself, so the Kiyum HaMitzvah is necessary. So Mimele, the real Puteres is the first Chlitze. But the second chlitze by the Adrach is like at night, in order that every yovel should be behind the mitzvah chlitze. And if the mitzvah chlitze is not fulfilled by all the achim, by all the yivamim, so that is miyaki, even from pattering this yivam herself. But the Rambam Shita is no, as far as this Yivona herself is concerned, so the Kima Mitzvah is not necessary. You see, that's the shaila between the Baal Shul and the Kalei Rei in regard to you. All right, so this is what I want to say. And the three shiits on the Shabbat. Now we have to learn that tasteless. Shippur Eboram, it's a very strange shiita. The tasteless of Shippur Eboram is a very strange shiita. Shippur Eboram, Perush, Sheifer, Shetekin, the Rishchedesh, the Kiddush Achedesh, Chi Shal Yibor, Vim Tema, Veich and Muchar, the Chedesh of Bonne Gori, Yom HaChedesh, Chi Shal Acha Ches Chedoshim, Shal Shleishim Yema Alien Agor, Afimu Maschel, Vem Tzachedesh Alba. So tasteless shiita is a very strange shiita, very strange. Of course, it seems to be counter to Mitzvah, but besides the Mitzvah, it's a strange thing. The Rashba and the Ritva are both Chelik Amrit. Teisa Shita is that when does Rabbi Yehuda say that the determining factor is the ninth month, only the Chelik Shlevono, the lunar month, if the ninth month happens to be the lunar month. If the ninth month happens to be the lunar month, so the more than the ninth lunar month began. So then, it is Shippur Eboram. Let's say, suppose she conceived at the end of this. She became barren at the end of this. So let's say, we say, the balance of this, let's say on the 29th of this. So the balance of this, so is considered as 1 month. And then up to Elul, so we have already had 6 months. Then Tishrei is the 7th month. Cheshven is the 8th month, and then the moment the sheifer of Kislev is blown, so then it's already the 9th month, and if she has damkeish at the beginning of Kislev, so then it's done, but not as the Rashba and the Ritva say. That Shippur Eboram doesn't mean the lunar month. It means the beginning of the 9th pregnancy month. The 9th pregnancy month. In other words, according to the Rashba and the Ritva, if she conceived, let's say, on the 29th of Nisan, so let's say on the 29th of Tishrei, so she'll have carried, let's say, for 6 months on the 29th of Tishrei. And then on the 29th of Cheshvan will be 7 months. On the 29th of Cheshvan will be 7 months. And on the 29th of Kislev will be 8 months. And then right the beginning of Tevet will be the 9th month. So according to the Rashba and the Ritva, Shippur Eboram means the beginning of the 9th pregnancy month. But Teisves is real. And according to Teisves, and it's Gustavo like the Rashba and the Ritva, according to Teisves, so Shippur Eboram means the 9th lunar month. Piru Sheifa should take in the Rishchedesh. The Kiddush Achedesh, she shall be born. The Intema of Eichem Muchar, the Chedesh will born again. The Yom Achedesh, she shall Acha Ches Chedoshim, as the Rashba and the Ritva say. Shall Acha Ches Chedoshim, shall Shleishim Yeinu Elyein Ogon. Apiru Maschil Behem Tzachedesh Alvono. No matter where it starts. Let's say, in other words, as the Rashba and the Ritva say, Alim Nemes. Alim Nemes. In other words, on the 241st day, that she put it on. Whether she conceived at the end, let's say, of a lunar month, or at the beginning of a lunar month, or in the middle of a lunar month, on the 241st day, the beginning of the 9th pregnancy month, so then it's gone. So any dam keishi that she sees is done. So Teisa says no, not like it. So Teisa is the kashe. How does Teisa know that it's not like the Rashba and the Ritva? Because the lotion of the Gemara is Shippur Eboram. In other words, the sheifer is there. The sheifer is there. Why the sheifer? Sheifer means the lunar month. Because that's been used to blow the shofar. I mean, in order to indicate everybody that the Chedesh was discovered. Yesh leila, v'mikein havu l'neim adayo Chedesh ach. Avol chadosho, mashma Chedesh amrevura, da'ayne Chedesh alvon. V'koyesh, ma'amino amas bis, boi abrad. Iname, משל פרייסן מוכרה, ירדס לוקטוי, כדיקטונה אפילו בתחיל הסטסיון, ובימך עוד להווה קור חדוש, לא תולך חדוש, אבל החידש לבונו קור ירשת החדוש. Now, the thesis of Rosh explains it more. In the name of the price of the money, the money is the money. 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 It's not the Russian. The Russian Chodosho is not proper. If it means the 240th day. But if it means the beginning of the Runaman, so then we can use the expression Chadosh. Iname, we say for the price in the Chiyach, the alcohol or Chedish Levono God, Victono Avo Koshe So Yemel, we say Shmi, Ushnaim Bitchilas Chi, Vafil Yoldo, we say Te. So in other words, so that implies that we can always determine whether the Dam Kishu begin, the Dam Kishu begin, began at the end of the 8th month, or at the beginning of the ninth month. So, Veich Yoch in the Chemo Leida, the Koshis or Schneim, the Tess, you will even hire the Chidusha Sholibot. Dinei, the Eich and the Yoldo, the Seif Tess. The Chemo Leida. Kidin she Yoldo, the Reishai and Gimul Yomi, the Shimusha. The Oz Maschel Chi, Shalosh, the Shimyeim, with Nei Lidos. The Azera Le Mikvat Atim Gimul Shimush. The Mikvat Atim Rishno Yisrael, the Reishal, the Shimush. The Nabvat Mishtai Yeser. So we came along to rabbit this way in the pericom. Then there is a machlekes in the Gemara. Suppose a certain married woman, so with husband, went with Bnei Chayam. And then we know when the husband left with Bnei Chayam. And then she gave birth to a child. She gave birth to a child more than the base chedesh after the husband left with Bnei Chayam. So rabbit this way says that the child is not considered as a man. Why? Because it's possible that the plot should be Mishtaye, Yudais Chedesh, Bineimet. But why Kaimelo? In other words, it's not that it's a Machlekes in Mitzvah. In Mitzvah, sometimes it can happen, but it's a very unusual occurrence that the plot should be Mishtaye, Yudais Chedesh, Bineimet. So the middle of the Machlekes is a rabbit is one, and the other Amorim is whether we can assume that this unusual incident happened. So in the middle of the time, we have this way. So in other words, we say that this is something very unusual. Mikoma, we call Matul Yoldo, we say this. So he says, Afilu Yoldo, but Afilu the safe Chi Yoldo. And he let it be, so he uses the expression Afilu, so that means, Mashman Amish Yoldo Bemzachi. Even Yoldo be safe Chi. So in the letter of the day. But certainly if Yoldo Bemzachi. So Mashman Amish Yoldo Bemzachi. So in the letter of the day. So it's story. Because he actually died. So in other words, so the price of computing implies that even when it's Yoldo, Biemtzachi, so we still can determine that it's koshis on the mechot b'seif shnini u'shtayim b'chilashi. So he says, if it is munamam, so then we can understand as to how it's possible to determine with certainty. Masheike, if it's not munamam, but just pregnancy mam, so how can we determine with certainty that in the case where she gives birth to the child in the middle of the chief, that it is koshis or yilechot b'seif shini and shtayim b'tchilash. Mash v'namesh yolda b'emzachi. V'yoz, yevshol idas im koshis or b'eis yom im b'tet b'tzimtu. I koshis or b'reish mev, u'b'reish mev malet, u'b'reish mev b'eis. Mishimusho, so that is the beginning. That is the beginning of the ninth month, because the eighth month, the eighth pregnancy month, expire on the 240th day, שמו רואים מיקו את הזרע עד מוח את התשמיש ואם זה לקושי סור ימיחות ברידש טס ואם קושי סור בריש ממהלת בריש ממבי בריש ממבירו שמיקו ושמיקו הזרע ועם התשמיש אם כן דירו יום לקושי סור ברידש טס אלו פעד השיפור את זה פעד השיפור את זה so in other words So Tesis is indicted from there that according to the Jew day, it's not the ninth pregnancy month, the 241st day, but the night, the beginning of the ninth lunar month. ונראה זה רבי יהודה שיפור הביטס חדוש עם גוי ונוסף לו בסיף החידש יורדת בתחיל השיף יורדת בתחיל השיף so in other words, אם נוסף לו בסיף החידש if she was נוסף לו at the end but they are the 29th of Nisan so then יורדת בתחיל השיף so then it means that at the beginning of Kisle she can be יורדת דהי בעינון שלימו דהי בעינון שלימו בשעינים שלימו So in other words, in such a case, if she will see damnation at the beginning of Kisle, if she was Nisabo on the 29th at the end of Nisan, and then she will see damnation at the beginning of Kisle, so this will be Torah. So then we take the shite of the Rashba and the Rit. So maybe if she was Nisabo, if she was Nisabro on the 29th, at the end of the 29th of Nisan, so when is the beginning of the ninth month considered after the 29th of Kisle? That means the beginning of Tevet. So according to Rashi, the Ritva in such a case, if she was Nisabro on the 29th of Nisan, and she would see Dam Keishi at the beginning of Kisle, it would be Tomet. She'll be having dinner for Eretz Yisrael. So Teisha says no. So David says no. Divin on Shmuel Rishenim Shleimim in Kenkin Misabo to say Vachid Shipur. He says how we are silly. Elim Kenkin Misabo to say Vachid. Now, so we have to understand this statement. First of all, it's counter to the Tzias. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. There are a certain number of days that the baby is carried the main name. So regardless when she was Misabo, whether she was Misabo. At the beginning of at the end of Nisan, or at the beginning of Nisan, or at the middle of Nisan. So in other words, if a child, in other words, if someone is there, if the number of days is 240 days, 241 days, so in the melee, if she was Nisabro, she was Nisabro at the end of Nisan, and then she sees Damkeishi at the beginning of Kisle. So it shouldn't be considered as damkeishi. Only if she will see damkeishi at the beginning of Kisle, of Tevet. If there is a minimum number of days, let's say 241 days. So obviously, Tevet must agree with it. As a matter of fact, I looked up in the Encyclopedia Britannica, there are cases of babies who are born after 212 days, but that's an unusual occurrence. At 212 days, there are many babies are born after the mother has carried them for 212 days. Some in melee. So this is in consonance with what the Rambam or Tosafot says. The Nisabro b'Seif HaChidesh, you let it be Klashim. In other words, if you are Nisabro on the 29th of Nisan, so then it's possible that the beginning of Kisle, so then it will be 200, and she will have carried the baby for 212 days. So, and it will be viable. So the melee seems it's possible. So that's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. That's the reason of Rabbi Yehuda. As to why Rabbi Yehuda says that if she was Nisabro at the end of Nisan, and then she sees Damkeishi at the beginning of Kisle, so it has a deal of Damkeishi. Why? Because since it's possible for a baby to be born after 212 days, so the male can be considered as the Chedesh Leide, as Dam Leide, is the Dam Keishi that she sees at the beginning of Kisle. But the difficulty is, so why only if she was Nisabro at the end of Nisan, at the end of the lunar month, and then she sees Dam Keishi at the beginning of Kisle, even no matter when she is Nisabro. So if she sees Damkeishi on the 212th day, whether it happens to be at the beginning of a lunar month, or in the middle of a lunar month, or at the end of a lunar month, so since it's possible for a child to be born and be viable in such a case, so maybe the Dam If you see the Damkeishi on the 212th day, so the Damkeishi should be Toya. So it should have a Chalei Shem Damkeishi, and it should be Toya. Why the Seisa says, only if Misabro, the Misabro be Seivach. In Misabro, so Teisa Shita apparently is not the case is mentioning the Nisi. Teisa knows the Nisi. Teisa knows the Nisi. So Teisa, now the Machlikes between the Rajba and the Ritko is not the Machlikes in the Nisi. It's not the Machlikes in the Nisi, it's the Machlikes in the Nisi. According to the Rajba and the Ritko, according to Rajba and the Ritko, so when Rabbi Yehuda says Shippurei Goren, so when does it have the of Damkeishi? Only if she sees the Damkeishi after 240 days. In other words, the beginning of the ninth pregnancy month. After she has carried eight full months, 240 days. But according to Teitzes, even if she sees the Damkeishi on the 212 day, but she was Nisabro at the end of the Lula month, so Memele at the end of Nisle, let's say, so Memele at the beginning of Kislev on the 212th day, so she sees Damkeishi, so Memele it's considered as the Chedesh Leide, considered as the Chedesh Leide in the beginning of Damkeishi. And it's story, according to the Rajbo and the Ritvo, she would be Tomei, she would be considered as the Lerezi day. So it's a Machlekes in this. So what's the Machlekes? The Teis Veshita, I mean, we don't have to explain the Rajbo and the Ritvo, it's very simple. But Teis Veshita is, inasmuch as Rabbi Yehuda emphasizes the month in which the Damkeishi takes place, not a certain number of days. If Rabbi Yehuda had, because if it had been, as the Rajbo and the Ritvo say, so then Rabbi Yehuda shouldn't emphasize the month. Dai Chodosh. Why do they emphasize the month? Who is concerned with what month, in what month the Damkeishi appeared? Whether it was in the ninth month or the eighth month, who is concerned? He should say the date. He should say, if the Damkeishi took place on the 212th day or on the 211th day, at the 211th day, so then it started. And if it took place, let's say, on the 210th day, so she delivered the date. Why does Rabbi Yehuda emphasize the month? Dayo Chadosh. So apparently, since Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that since a child is born in the ninth month, so Memele, in regard to the halacha of Damkeishi, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is that when does it have a Chalei Shem Damkeishi and Dam Leide? Only if it is in the month of the Leide. If the Damkeishi that he has done takes place in the month of the lady, what is the month of the lady? The ninth month is the month of the lady. So since our beginning, the month begins, we have no other month besides Luna month. So a month our beginning cannot begin in the middle of the month. When we do say, we can say it, let's say that months begin in the middle of the month. So then it's a certain expression, it's a certain medium. When we say, let's say, from the 15th of Nisan to the 15th of Iyar, that's 1 month. So it doesn't mean it's a month, it's 30 days, but it's a shorthand method. Instead of saying 30 days, we say a month. But a month of begin starts with the first of the lunar month. The first of Nisan, the first of the year, the first of season. That's a month of the year. But if you count, let's say from the 15th of Nisan to the 15th, to the 14th of the year, so then it's not a month. That's not a month. But you can use the expression month. As an expression, you can use it. But it is shortened method for 30 days. So according to the view that there is aloha, the Damkeishi is story only when the year is done. Takes place in the Chedesh HaLeide. What is it? In the Chedesh HaLeide. So there is no halacha that Damkeishi is toya if it takes place beyond the 210th day. The halacha is Damkeishi is toya only when it takes place in the Chedesh HaLeide. So what is Chedesh HaLeide? So Chedesh HaLeide is only if it's already the beginning of the ninth month of the day. So we need both. First of all, We must say that it should be beyond 210 days, because if it's not beyond 210 days as of conception, so the male, a viable child cannot be born. So, but when a child is born after the 210 days, so the male, it can be viable, but if, let's say, she conceives in the middle of this, so then, and she saw Dam Keishi toward the end of Cheshvan, so then it wouldn't be possible. Why? Even though at the end of Cheshvan it's already beyond the 210 days, but the halacha is that only the Dam takes place in the Chilish Aleid. Now the end of, if she conceives in the middle of Nisan, so the end of Cheshvan is not considered Chilish Aleid. It's not considered Chedesh Aleid. Because a Chedesh doesn't begin in the middle of the month. A Chedesh begins at the beginning of the month. It's true, it's already beyond the 210 days. But Halacha is not that Dam Keishi that takes place after the 210 days. Dam Keishi, according to Rabbi Yudeh, the Halacha is the Dam Keishi that takes place in the Chedesh Aleid. So Memele, the criterion is Shippur. That was the beginning of a lunar month. That's the issue. Alright, but most Rishayim Acheres and Tesis, I mean, it's strange shit and Tesis. Alright. Now, the next day says, now, אינישו מספרת לו אלס על מסיים בשינים ביחוד ימים, או מסיים בשינים ושניים ימים, או לא מסיים בשינים ושלישו. מסיים בשינים ושלישו. ולמות הוא נעימה ברב יודה בין פול למאי, מנוח עצמי מיצ'י, ולנוח עד גימו בדלת, בקוס איפרד, רב יודה את רפרנס ומפורם כמסקלת, so then, why did he mention שמי מיצ'י? מסקלת can take place? נעימה, אין אמן לנפתון יום, so I'm going to see that רב יודה that Rabbi Yehuda has reference not to an age. Now we see, so this data apparently assumes that Yesh Keishi reform. Because if any Keishi reform, so then we couldn't say, I mean, that Rabbi Yehuda has reference to the fall. Alright, Rav Yisrael Rav Shimon Eimerim in Keishi Gimor. Omer Beis, Rav Yisrael Rav Shimon Eimerim in Keishi Yemitza Mbei Shabbos. Omer Shmuel, my time with the Rabbonon, Nichsiv ut Meo Shvuayim Kinidos, Kinidos over Loi Kizivos, Michlau Vizivos Oteo, Michamo Shvuayim. And from this Potik we learn out that Keishi, Dan Keishi, Nezivo Yisrael, and it says ut Meo Shvuayim Kinidos, can it also be divorced? So we learn out from that we may give a story, but he says Shvuayim, so that means Michlau the divorce tale of Hamish Vahim, that the period prior to later, within which any damkeichi story is a period of 40 days. Tomer Abon, Yeish Mikasho Eschim Hamisho Yeh, and she sees down. I'm 25 successive days, and she does not become the Ziva Yolet. She does. It was at the end of the 14th day, so she gave birth to the child. So the name is Abo, so Shabbat is her. So she saw Dam on 25 successive days, became she, and she does not become his only day. She doesn't become like the Efsha Shediskashe, Eskrim Shishine. So that's the maximum, that she should not have to count like. But it's impossible that she should see Dam Keishi on 26 days in succession, and not have to count like the Efsha Shediskashe, Eskrim Shishine, the Loi Vlad. So the Russian of the pricing, the Loi Vlad. So the Loi Vlad, so I'm going to the maximum Not only there's reference, there's Isaac's reference to a case where there was no birth of a child. So then, the Lord laughed, so why only, why does the Bible say it's impossible that you should see them on 26 days, on 26 successive days, became she. So, if there is no blood, so as soon as she sees 3 days, yeah, 3 successive days, so we may see that she becomes his own daily. Before the number side, Oma Rabah, Rashay, she seemed more confused. Oma, we love him, the Lord laughed at her, Eloma Rabah, Borekom, Yep, she has a mustache, and she should gain. We mock him, she needs blood, so when they hear the letters, we say, we mock him, she needs blood, elemental, we brought the name out of it, my time, and in case you involve, next week. And we cash off, we say, Shmeidim, Shom, Mikaybo, Koldomim, Shem, Reo, Teirin, Achi, Eitze, Abba, we have less than mitam. So, if a woman, we say, Shmeidim, Shom, Mikaybo, and we may tell you, so she sees them, Dam kishu. In other words, how can we visualize it? So Rashi says in 2 ways. So Hamikasha tzich shmeinim shenisavro b'miteya. Shenisavro b'miteya. So that means, and then what kind of kishu is it? So it's nifolet. So it's a miskal. So in other words, so then we have to say that the Mishnah holds that each kishu nifolet because of the kishu nifolet. So the whole shaila couldn't come up. So according to the first CEO that Rashi mentioned, we have to say that the Mishnah says that Yish Kishu involved. Oy Shenishtau, then Rashi mentions another CEO. So then according to the other CEO, we can say that the Mishnah holds any Kishu involved. Got Oy Shenishtayo, Vlada Chachavir, and Beis Chodoshim, Vichot Yehachot, Nitmoro, and Zoi, Vlada Chachavir, Beis Chodoshim, Vichot, Echot Nitmoro, Echot Nitmoro, Tzoro, Sey, Dem, Tzashvi, Yechod Nitmor Tzoro, so we say, Chi, Kimai says, the Yudah V'chetzki Yed Neirachit. So in other words, there was an interval in a twin brother. There was an interval of 2.5 months between the birth of one brother and the birth of another brother. That's unusual, but it happened. So, and Yudah V'chetzki, the sons of Reb Chiye were born that way. So that seal can be visualized if we say that ain't Keshil involved. All right. So suppose she's Mikasha, she sees Dam Kishu in the Yemiteya. So the Tanakam, the Rabbon say that it's Toya. The Rableza Mitame. Rableza Mitame. So what does Rableza Mitame mean? Three Mikashi Bo, Lav Dam Teyaru, El Mahmad Bache de Mel, Umizibu di Toya. Abu de Mide, Mide. So Rashi here. So Rashi here, it appears from the motion of Rashi here that according to Rav Leza, we is mitame. So it's only b'meinidet. If she sees dam keishi b'sech shmeini in b'meinidet. But if she sees dam keishi b'sech shmeini in b'meiteya, b'meizive, then even Rav Leza is made it. That is story. That's how it appears from this Rashi, but you'll see from the Rashi. Then the Gemara, that Rashi holds, that according to Rav Leza, it's only even if she sees that I'm keishi b'sech shmeini in the Yimei Ziv. Now, on that point, there is a machlekes rishim. In other words, so there's a machlekes rishim. The Arishim would say that the machlekes between the Rabbonon and Rav Leza is not only in regard to Yimei Ziv, that even in the Yimei Ziv. So according to the Rabbonon, So Dam Keishi, Bisech Shneinu, is Toyer, even Yemenide, even Yemenide. So where is Dam Keishi, Kegemlei, not Yemenide, is only Toyer in Yemenizit, but Yemenide is Tomei, so Dam Keishi, Lachalide, Yemeteya, is Toyer, even Yemenide. That's Rabbon. So there is no Machoy Roshen in the Spar of Rabbon Machoy. All the Rishim agree that according to Rabbonon, we learned how the Kalachemia, so Dam Keishi, in the Meteya, Mistoyer, even in Menide, only Dam Keishi, before Meide, is Toyer only in Mezive, and not in Menide. But Dam Keishi, in the Meteya, Lacha Leide, according to Rabbonon, Mistoyer, even in Menide. Even in Menide. That's the Shit of Rabbonon. So there is no Machlek Rishim, one Shit of Rabbonon. Then, the Machlek Rishim is in regard to the Shit of Rabbonon. So some Rishonim say, and that's Rashi Shigol, even though from the Rashi the Mishnah is the contrary. So according to Rashi, in the first Lashon in Tetzaveh, so Rav Lezer holds the Damkei Shilach Aleidim Yimiteya is Tomei Yimizive. And according to Rav Nachem, and according to Rav Netam, Tetzaveh doesn't mention this, which is Rav Netam, but Ramban the Rashba mentions it. According to Rav Nachem and Rav Netam, so the Machleket between Rav Lezer and Rabbanon is only in regard to Dam Keshi in Yimei Zive, so Rav Lezer is also made there. That is so. Alright, now, so what Rashi, from this Rashi is Mashma. The Rav Lezer and Tame need the Chid Nido, the Chid Keshi Bo La Dam Keo, El Machma, Rajin Neo, Yizive Uditoria, Abu Yimide Mide, but This is the line in the sheet of Rabbi Nachem and Rabbi Tam, not the sheet of Rashi further in the Gemara. So the answer is that Rashi explains the Mishnah. And the Mishnah, because Rabbi Lezer said to the Rabbonon, dialogue of Adil is needed. So when Rashi says, Rabbi Lezer, So Rashi means this is what Rav Lezer says, leave it true to the Rabbon. In other words, even if you learn how to call a chayner, but you have to say dialogue not doing is needed, so you have to limit this aloha, this aloha of call a chayner, to Yimezive, but not Yimezive. But Rav Lezer himself, his own shitting is that even Yimezive is so. That's Rashi. All right. So when Rashi says here Yimezive Uditoya, so he says that this is the second doubt, the second memory by Rav Lezer. First Rav Lezer says, he's Chelik and Rabbonon, he says, the Dam Keshi Yimeteyar is Tomei, even Yimezive. But, he says to the Rabbonon, even if we grant this Kalachena to you, so we still have to say, I will not do this to Nidhi, and that it should be Toya, only Yimezive, but Yimezive should be Tomei. Alright, now let's see the whole Shakunitai discussion between the Rabbonon and Rav Lezer. Over with Rav Lezer. ומה במוקים שייך לבדם השייפי? היתו בדם הקשי, מוקים שייתו בדם השייפי, אין מבין שנוקר בדם הקשי. אומר להם די לא נעדיר יסלי, ומה יקר לו לא, מתומזי ועל פני אותו מסלית. So that word, so we see in the price that the Kalachimer was conceived by the Rabbonon in two ways. So at first the Kalachimer was conceived by the Rabbonon by way of learning it out, Damkeishi lachalede, from Damkeishi lifnele. So the Rabbana learned how to deduce the Kalvachem. In other words, the Kal is deduced from the Chom. So we learn how the Kal, Damkeishi lachalede, in Yimeteya, from the Chom. So the Melamed, with every Kalvachem we have the Melamed and we have the Lomed. So the Melamed is the Damkeishi, is the Chomer. That's Damkeishi, Lifnei. And the Kal is, and the Lomed is Damkeishi Lachalede, in Yimitei. So Damkeishi, Lifnei Leide, is the Chomer premise. Why is Damkeishi, Kedem Leide, the Chomer premise? Because Kedem Leide, then it is in the Yemenite stomach. So Memele, it is Chomel, Kedem Leide. And then Bishayfi, in the Mezive, it's stomach. So Memele, it's Mochomel. Masheike, Damkeishi, Leachalede is Kal, because Leachalede is Yimiteya, and the Shmei is Yimiteya. So then even the Sheifri and the Yimimide, so it is Toy. So Memele, the Damkeishi, Kedemlede is the Homophane. That's the Melam. And Damkeishi, Leachalede is the Kalphane. So we deduce the Kal from the Homophane. And we say, so the Rabbanon say it's Kal. ומה הבימוקים שייך מרביל המשאים? הם תלביל המשאים שאיך עם דחום אופן. That's in Kedem Leib. So then we say, so if Kedem Leib, which is homo, because the main dam is tome, Kedem Leib, so that's the homo plan. So still bimokin keishi. So bimokin keishi. So it's doi, mokim sheikh will be dam a sheikh, reacha leib. Well, even dam the sheikh is doi, nimeteya. So anything shenok will be dam a keishi. So certainly, Dam Keishi Lahalete, which is the Kaufanis, should possess the Kule of the Homophant. Omalohen, dialogue Nadiliasin, Mimaikalaleo, Mitmazida, Alvotheus Matthias. So when Rableza applies the Aloche of Daye, so that's called Daye Bitrilatadin, the Shem call it Daye Bitrilatadin. Daye Bitrilatadin. So in other words, you are trying to deduce the Lomi from the Melami, just as the Melami possesses the Kule that became Shi Stoya. So the Lomi, the cow, certainly should possess the Kule that became Shi Stoya. But let it be Kenin, let the Lomi be Kenin. So the Melami is Stoya only Bimei Zive. So let that the Dam Keishi be made teya, also be toya, always made zive, but not the meaning. So how does it appear? So that it's wrong time. In other words, so it appears from the Mishneh that the Rabbonon hold, we don't say die. Only Rab Leza says die. And the Rabbonon don't say die. Now let's see the Gemara. Tom Rabbon, Tei Sheikh Rabbi Tam Kasha with the Shmeim Shalom Keir, She Kol Donim Shei Rei Yotei Rei, Ashi Yitzi Abla, Be Rab Leza Mitam, Omu El Rab Leza, Uma Abimotim Sheikh Me Vishay, So if they are, if in the homo plan, that has homo, the kingdom lady, so kingdom lady has the homo that be shaved in the dummy stomach, and even the keishi, so the midday stomach, So we might be not going to shave the shelf near. So the homo plan, so possesses the coolant. So Mabi Mokim Sheikh will be shaped so near. So he can be shaped so I have blood. So Mokim Sheikh will be taken she shall be near blood. And it builds in the Dinshan of the Keshe Lach Avad. And the same Tamachim, the Tamachim on the Mishneh. In other words, you should learn out Dam Keshe Lach Alede from Dam Keshe Lifnei Lede. So Dam Keshe Lifnei Lede is the Homoplan. Dam Keshe Lach Alede is the Kalplan. So if the Homoplan is Dam Keshe Lifnei Lede, has the Kule, that it's Toei. So Dam Keshe Lach Alede, the Kalplan is certainly should possess the same kule that it's toye. Omele and dialogue Nadili is Kenini. That means Dali Bitchilas Adin. Let the Lome be like the Melame. So the Melame, the Homo planet, has a kule that is Tamkeshi Stoye. Where is the toye? Bimei Zive, let the Lome, Tamkeshi Lachalede, also have the same thing. And be toye only Bimei Zive, but not Bimei Zive. So that's Dali Bitchilas. We might go to Mazin, on to Mazin, on to Mazin, on to Mazin. So then they apply the Kalachina in a different way. Hari and Mishin were Holosh and Achia. Umar, the Mokim Shach, the Shuk, the Shuk, the Abad. He told the Pusha Sheime, Mokim Shach, the Shuk, the Abad. And he didn't show up to the Pusha Sheime. And he didn't show up to the Pusha Sheime. So now he's learned out instead of applying the Kalachina, using the Kalachina. Keishi Lachalade. From Keishi Lifnelade. So he's learning out the Kalachina. Of Keishi from Shifu. Of Keishi from Shifu. Keishi Lachalede from Shifu Lachalede. From Keishi Lachalede. So the first Kal, the original Kalachina was the Kalachina of Keishi Lachalede being deduced from Keishi Lachalede. The final Kalachina is not a deduction of Keishi Lachalede from Keishi Lachalede, but from Keishi Lachalede being deduced from Shifu Lachalede. Shifu Lachalede. So the Melamed is Shifu Lachalede. And the Lomed is Keishi Lachalede. So Mele, and Mishibu Lachabloch and Achei, Uma bimokim sheachna bishuke shalitne yabad. And it can be kushi shimei. Mokim sheachna bishuke shalitne yabad. And it can be kushi shimei. In other words, so So we again we learn how the cow from the chamul, but the alfuse is of keishilachale the delome from shivlachale. So shivlachale the chamul pran. Why is the shivlachale the chamul pran is because shifu before lede shifu behold before lede is dome. So shifu and kishulachalede is the kalpanis. Why is kishulachalede kalpanis? Because the kishu is toyet. Even with mele, some mele ma bimoki sheach no bishu b'shot miyava. Heitel b'kushi shiime. So is the homopan. Is the homopan. That means shifu. Shifu is toye lachalede. So certainly kishu, the kalpanis certainly should be toye lachalede. So now here the dai is not a dai because of him. Here, but I cannot say dai li lomid li iskim lamid, because the melamid in this talachena, the melamid is sheep. The melamid is sheep. So we cannot say sheep lachalede. So we cannot say dai li lomid kishu lachalede to be like shifu. Because shifu lachalede is always toya. Baby bringi the baby mizi. In the first halachena we could say dialogue madilin skimitin. Because the melamed was kishu lifnei lede. So we could say let kishu lachalede be treated like kishu before lede. Kishu before lede is only toya mizive, not menide. So kishu lachalede should be toya only mizive, not menide. Masheikini now, the final halachena is not the halachena of kishu lachalede from kishu lifnei lede, but from both are lachalede. But the kalachena is, the lomid is kishu lachalede, and the melamed is shif lachalede. So if we are going to say daily lomid lins kim lamed, so then it should be toyer all the days, whether you see it or you need it. Because lachalede, any time is toyer, doesn't matter whether it would be you need it or you may see it. In the shmei miyei, any time is toyer. But this is a different kind of diet. Not daily lomid lins kim lamed, but daily lomid lins kim lamed. In other words, we learn out the shifu lachalede. I mean kishu lachalede. This lomid from shifu lachalede. So shifu is the chomer. And what is the kal? Kishu lachalede. Why is kishu lachalede relative to kal vis-a-vis shifu lachalede? So we say the reason is why we consider kishu lachalede is kal, because kishu has, because lachalede has the kule that to the dam is toya. But that kule is modified. So the only reason is why kishu lachalede is a kal planet, because of the aloha the dam kishu is toya. But that kule has a certain limitation. It's not without a limit. So now the Chavleta says to Rabbonon, you want to learn out kishu lachalede from shifu lachalede. Why? Because kishu lachalede is relatively kal. Why is the woman kishu lachalede kal? Why? Because damkeishi is toyeya. But damkeishi is but this kule of damkeishi being toyeya has a certain limit. The limit is only it's modified by the fact that only the meizive is toyeya. Bimenide is tamei. So bimele, when you learn out the lomid from the melamed, and why do you learn out lomid from lomid? Because the lomid is relatively kal. Why is the lomid relatively kal? Because damkeishi is toya. So this yalfuse of the kal from the homo should be limited by its own modification, by the limit of the kule itself. What is the kule? The kule of keishi lachalede consists in the aloche of damkeishi toya. But this aloche of damkeishi toya is modified only the meizive, not menide. So the mele, when you deduce the aloche that damkeishi lachalede is also toya, it should be modified by the same limit that modifies the cooler the one. So in other words, diet, so there are two kinds of diet. There is the diet with chlesadim, and diet with chlesadim means let the woman be like the lame, and there is the diet with seifadim. Diet with seifadim means let the lame be limited by its own modification. Here, the lame is keishi lachalede. So that's relatively cow. Why is it relatively cow? Because I'm keishi stoya. But this kule, I'm keishi stoya, has a certain limit. Only the mezive, not menide. So mele da aloche, the dam keishi lachalede, should be sich shmini, should be toya, should be limited by the same modification. And only the mezive, not menide. All right. Avla, yishini kola yeni kule da aloha kule shini. Mi mai yito lo kitu mezive, avu tum, itamu tum esmi. All right. Now, Oma, Lobe, the Hoda Hino. The Blego Rabono Lava Mito Domo, Domo Mahasat will learn Mahasval. For Haname, the Tia Miki Domero, Domero Mahasat will learn Mahasval. The Loy Mahasval. Now let's see the Rash. Zakino, Shube and Saka Shokalishi. Two and Saka. All right. Now then, the more as the Kashi, according to Rashi, Amen, we need a Mizipa tail. So now let's hear we see Rashi Shita. The Trebleser himself holds that Amkeshi, the Sechshmini, the Stome, even the Meizib. We have Leza for. Kim is Leidaye, Leide Mio, the Meizib, a tale. Ki Keshi shall be followed. Ki in Vlas of the Keshi Shiva Yom Hashem, take play. In Vlas of Yitzel, the Asam Toya. The people are Hashim Hashem shall Keshi. Hashim is a Keshi. So the boy is the parent. The reason, so in other words, the Kashi is against Trebleser. Trebleser holds that Amkeshi, the Sechshmini, the Stome, even the Meizib. All right. So many you understand. Because dialogue not means me. But the Mezive, there is a real Kalahaina. And so you know, the carrot, the reason that's fired by the whole. That even the Mezive temptation is just making stomach, because there is a course of tension in Shiva and the Kolon. That means that we may, in the Mekea, there is no distinction between the Mezive and the Mezive. And the same thing. So we couldn't learn out of our hand there that even the Meizi, even the Meizi, even the Meizi, even the Meizi, Meizi should become. Why? Because of diet. In other words, so there are only two alternatives. Because of the Zakon Yeshiva Ahad Kulon, there are only two alternatives. Either the Amkeshi is Yashmeni is Tomei always, or is Toya always. To say that it's Toya be Meizi, and Tomei be Meizi would be contrary to the Zakon Yeshiva Ahad Kulon. So the Melech, and we cannot say that the Meizive is Toya, the Meizive is Toya. So what is the other alternative? What is the other alternative? That it should be Toya all the time. So then we say, Dai will not deal with it. So you say, Yishiva Ahad Kulon, or you pull on Tehran Kulon. So that's Rashi. So according to Rashi, Rabbeinu holds that even the Meizive, the Amkeshi is Yishmeni is Toya. So when Rashi said in the Mishnah, Rabbeinu Mitame, Umizive und Toya, Mide Mide, so the Rishenim explained, that Rashi means that Alibe de Rabbonon is there. In other words, he argues with them. So he is Chelik on the Rabbon. And he holds that it's Tomei all the time. But he says, but even if we went to the Kalachin there, so you still have to be made it, that the Mide is Tomei all the time. All right, that's Rashi. But Rav Rabbi Nachem, he should be that Rablezer, Rav Nachem, Rav Nekam, so he should be in the tablet there at least concedes to the Rabbanon that the Mezive Tamkeshi the Shmeni, the Sech Shmeni, the Historia. But tablet, where is the Rabbanon hold? The Tamkeshi, Historia in the Menide, the Sech Nitea, Historia in the Menide, Rabbanon hold, only Mezive, but Menide now, I love Nadi, he is in the so Rabbanon Menachem explained him all like this. Behold, Zakinu Rabbeinu Rabbonon, Lav Amrito Domo, Domo Mahmasatu, Lachmaswat, Ochinamo, Vitoaro, Mikir Domeo, Domeo Mahmasatmo, Viloi Mahmaswat, so Eime, the main, the need, the main, the table, not as Rashi, said that Eime is the more, begins the Kashi, is the beginning of the Morris Kashi against Rabbeinu. But according to Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Netam, so Eime is the conclusion of Romes Memre, which is explanatory of Rebleza Shit. Behold, that King Rebbe Rabbe Olav Amri the Domo Domo Machtar Mahal Bad, Ochan Amri Tiyom 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 Meo, Nachtar Mahal Bad, so Eime, so Rebleza says, Bimei Nide, Bimei Zivo, Bimei Zivo Teo. Dumnezeivate. Dumnezeivate. So, so Teisa said that. Veime v'vohot nikapole veime v'nezeivate la v'siru liu se nerove. Yom ha-vohot lachim ha-rabbe v'rabbono. Dom ikho li damero ha-vohot l'rabbono l'itam v'nido l'tam nizim. L'tam nizim. So, so Rav Rabbi Nachem. So, 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 so in other words, Rove says, v'vohot zakinu rabbe v'rabbono. This is the kasha that Rav Lezer raised. Argue against the Rabbon. And he said to the Rabbon, how can you say that Damteya, that Damkeshi, we may say our historian all the time, even we may need it, but love Amrito Domo, Domo Machlatasu Machlazvat, Ochanam Vitiya, Vomikir Domeo, Domeo Machlatasu Machlazvat. So even that's the conclusion of Rav Lezer's kasha, argument against the Rabbon. Even we need a Meizivateo. So why don't you, Rabbanon, say, as I say, b'meizivo, true, kalocheina, fine, I also did use the kalocheina, but I love Nadim, li is geniten. So we should apply the kalocheina, did you use from the kalocheina? The Jos is, keishi lifnei leide, Jos is keishi lifnei leide, b'meizivin story, b'meizivin story, so then keishi lacha leide also, but b'meizivin nido. So then, omakro, he represents the teretz that the Rabbonon gave to Rav Lezer, according to Rav Lezer's pshat. So the Rabbonon said to Rav Lezer, Omakro, teishin kishiva achat l'kulon. The reason as to why we cannot say that the meizivo, the menido is tomei, because we have a special gesakos of the, so according to Rav Lezer, Rav Lezer, teishin kishiva achat l'kulon is mentioned by whom? By the Rabbonon. By Rabbonon, not by Rav Lezer, by Rabbonon. So that was the teretz, the answer given by the Rabbonon to Rav Lezer. And Rav Lezer's kasha against the Rabbonon. Rav Lezer's kasha against the Rabbonon was, why don't they say that the Kalvachemer only applies to Yemei Yizivo, not to Yemei Yido? So he said, no, we cannot say that the Kalvachemer only applies to Yemei Yizivo, not to Yemei Yido. Because we have the special Gerta Kosov, that in Yemei Teyad, there is one status, Yemei Yido, Yemei Yizivo. Yishiva HaKadokolo. So, but we have a kalachinah. So obviously we must deduce from that kalachinah that even Yemenido is toya. Because to say that only Yemenido is toya, so would be inconsistent with the Sakot Yishivah Tukulot. So whereas according to Rashi, Omakot Yishivah Tukulot is mentioned according to Rav Lezer, according to Rav Menachem Rav Netam, it's mentioned by the Rabbonon, not by Rav Lezer.